Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to the show. I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news video. Let's get right into the price update. Yeah, the price, we've bounced back. We've been hanging right around $67,000, as you can see. And, you know, these are daily candles on the screen. And you can see yesterday we had this major wick down to below 60,000, believe it or not. But today, we opened at around 63,500 and we've come all the way up. So we're right back, right at 67. And again, the all-time high is 69,300. So what crash? People are saying, oh, Bitcoin crashed. Okay. Now I want to address something for the show really quickly right now because of some comments I've seen. The reason I occasionally discuss fiat and the government nonsense, I want to tell you why, and I also want to tell you why I sometimes talk about Noster. Now, regarding the fiat debacle and all the government corruption and nonsense, the reason I cover that is because it's context, right? Bitcoin is growing into a world that is extremely corrupt and authoritarian. These governments are taking away your freedoms and liberties all the time, and they keep pushing to do it more, okay? And this is why we need Bitcoin. So we have to understand Bitcoin, yes, but we also have to understand the macro environment and what these literal evil people are trying to do. And most people aren't awake to this yet. Most people still trust the government. The government should not be trusted ever with anything ever. They ruin everything. They scam you every possible way they can, every day, every hour. And we need to bring this to the front and center and talk about it so we can all wake up and see that Bitcoin is ushering in a new world, a decentralized world beyond governments. And that's why we need to embrace it. So talking about this is context. And as far as Noster goes, Noster is an amazing protocol. It's decentralized. It's censorship resistant. You could almost look at it like it's another internet on top of the internet. And it can't be controlled by governments or any of these corporate entities. It's completely different than Twitter and Facebook and all these others. They're all centralized. All these legacy social medias are censoring you, kicking people off, shadow banning people. The government is involved with them doing that, okay? So Noster, just like Bitcoin, Noster solves all those problems in terms of social media and internet freedom and liberty. So this is why I talk about these two things. So if you ever see me talking about something and you're like, oh, I thought this was a Bitcoin show, please understand, it's all tied together, and we need to. There's a more broad awareness that needs to be presented to people. So, all right, that's my little rant. How'd you like that rant? Why don't you leave a comment? Let me know. Yeah, buckle up. You know why? Because Jim Cramer just said that MicroStrategy offering $600 million into convertible notes to buy more Bitcoin is the sign of a top. So inverse Cramer definitely applies here. That means this is not the top. Inverse Cramer. I'm telling you, inverse Cramer is one of the most reliable pieces of data that you can ever have in terms of Bitcoin. Yeah, so Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, they actually just borrowed $700 million for 6 years with a tiny interest rate. It's $100 million more than initially announced, and he will buy Bitcoin as soon as possible. Yeah, like, look. Okay, let's move on. Benjamin Cowan says the Bitcoin fear and greed index dropped from 90 to 75 in one day. Do you think it will go back to the 90 to 100 range before the halving? Yeah, this is the fear and greed index. And when it gets really high, well, yeah, it's at 75. It was at 90. And so that means people are getting greedy. And anyway, it's not the most reliable data point, but it's interesting. It's interesting. So Now, here's an article on Laura Shin's website, Unchained. Miners appear to sell $69 million worth of decades-old Bitcoin. Yeah, a large amount of Bitcoin mined in 2010 was sent to Coinbase after the leading digital asset, Bitcoin, hit a new all-time high, suggesting that some of the earliest Bitcoin miners are cashing out their old block rewards. Now, this could be happening. This is going to keep happening, too. We don't exactly know, but this is, it's very interesting, right? I mean, think about it being involved that long ago. Bitcoin was like a penny or like 2 cents. So, yeah, it's possible that some of these old miners are cashing in, or people that just mined a bunch of Bitcoin way back then, and now they're like, oh, I'm going to cash in. Maybe they want to buy something, right? We don't know. So in terms of adoption, the Arizona Senate considers adding the Bitcoin spot ETF to the state's retirement portfolio. So I'm assuming at a state level, they have like some retirement fund, or not a retirement fund, but almost like a 401k for the state. Is that what it is? I'm not sure. But anyway, they're considering adding the Bitcoin spot ETF to that. So isn't that interesting? Yeah, it's probably nothing. And here's Benjamin Cowan again saying, thank you, SEC, for protecting us investors. Yeah, thanks, SEC. Look, NYCB is down almost 82% this year. Yeah, so this is, you know, a bank. And the SEC is supposed to be protecting us. But what's happening? Well, the reality is the SEC is not protecting us. It's a complete grift. They're in on the scam, and they don't care about average people. They're just lining their own pockets. That's what the SEC is, right? It's another government. It's another branch of the government that should literally be disbanded and dissolved and forgotten about, honestly. Here's an article. The U.S. Department of Commerce wants to impose KYC on cloud services and AI training. And again, KYC means that they want to know, you know, anyone involved with it, they want to know who you are, where you live, your social security number, your driver's license, everything. They want to know everything about you. Look, and I'm only showing you this because this is another example of the government overreaching. They're just, all the government does 24/7 is try to figure out how to invade the lives of just normal people who are minding their own business. How can they invade into people's lives and get more money? That's all they do. Please, wake up to this. In fact, here's a good example. Look at this senator. This guy, I even forget his name. Doesn't even matter. But there he is, Mr. Menendez. He says, this post says, the senator who said Bitcoin can open the doors of corruption in El Salvador was just indicted on 18 counts for obstruction of justice. Federal prosecutors seized $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash from his home. Okay? This is what these people are doing. Don't trust one of them ever. And we need to push for Bitcoin and Nostr and decentralized protocols. Now, for you ladies out there. Oh my God. This is very cringe. Binance has launched their new fragrance called Crypto as a new way to open up conversations with the public on what needs to be done to bridge the gender gap. Oh, God. And then Mel here says, first, any fragrance named Crypto is not appealing, nor will it bring women into Bitcoin. Yeah, I mean, look, they're free to try this, obviously, right? They are, and it's fine. Anyone can do whatever they want, but this is cringe. And it's not, you know, whatever. It's just cringe, I guess, right? But I guess the question remains, are you going to buy some of this? Or gift it to someone as a gag, right? All right, here's another article. This is about Zaprite. Yeah, they're an app where you can basically embed it on your website and you can receive payments in Bitcoin. Zaprite introduces teams and organizations. Yeah, so we don't have to obviously read through all the details, but they're building on the Bitcoin protocol or in parallel, and they're using the Bitcoin protocol, and it's great. We love to see this. Here's another app that's been updated, Sparrow Wallet, which is a very, very good wallet and a very well-respected wallet. They just had an update. I've actually used Sparrow. I do use Sparrow. So, yep. And in terms of just listening, someone posted about this episode, The History and Future of AI in Music. And the show is called The Ongoing History of New Music. And I'm very interested to hear this episode because I think he said the first electronic music was made by Alan Turing, like literally 80 years ago or something, in the 40s or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, that's a good podcast episode to listen to if you want to check, if you like that subject. Here is a website by Ben Werman, who created the Ultimate Beginner's Guide for Noster. So, and again, the links for everything I'm talking about are below. But if you want to get into Noster, understand what it is and get an account, it's free. Get an app, you know, free app and get an account and start, you know, connect with me. I'll connect with you back. But Noster's great. And so I'll link to this. But look, there's what is on Noster, how does it work, why Noster matters, getting set up and what's next. And here's a it basically links to a bunch of articles, which is cool. So you can kind of pick and choose what you want to learn. Looks very helpful. And here it is. Take it daily. Yeah, your orange pill and your purple pill. Bitcoin and Noster. Beautiful. What a combination. Because, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned it, but on Noster, the Bitcoin Lightning work is part of the Noster protocol. So on any Noster app, or it's possible on any Noster app, you can actually zap Satoshis to people right in the Noster app. The one on iOS right now that's the most popular is called Damas. The one on Android is called Amethyst. And they're kind of like Twitter clones, sort of, but you know, they run on top of Noster. And you can zap people's posts. It's really cool. And here is a little bit I felt a little motivational today. I wanted to share a couple things. Yeah, these are in the black here. These are the life paths that are closed to you now because this is today, right in the middle here. So today, all those other paths you didn't follow, they're now closed. And the one you did follow is open. But from today, of course, it branches out into almost infinite paths that are open to you. So never forget this. Even if you're older, however old you are, doesn't matter. Nothing matters. You have a lot of time and energy left in your life to go almost anywhere you want. But it's just going to take focus, right? And energy. And only you can provide that. You can't expect anyone else to hand that to you, right? And here's a great one posted by Gigi. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Think about that. Or you could pause the video here and think about it. I mean, come on. We all know we're avoiding certain things, right? We're trying to take the easy way out. Don't do it. And here, I'm not going to play this, but I'll link to it. If you haven't seen this, it's, you know what? Let's play the beginning. Hold on. Speaking about motivational speeches.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it!
Oh, so many people have clipped that and used it. I love it. I really do love it. So this is our website, and it's fractalbitcoin.com. All the episodes are here. And if, on top, it says, join our locals community. Oh yeah, click that. Come over to our locals. This is our community where we hang out and chat. And we can learn from each other and discuss things. Don't forget, on Fridays, we do the Bitcoin panel at 4 p.m. Eastern. I invite a bunch of guests, and we talk about Bitcoin. It's kind of like a weekly wrap-up of Bitcoin news. It's really great. Everybody loves the Bitcoin panel. Make sure you put that in your calendar. And the link will be in the show notes. So thanks for watching today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and like the video and all that. I'm really trying to grow the channel. And let me know if you have any feedback or any suggestions for me. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.